Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to start by thanking God for this opportunity and thanking Pastor Steven and Pastor Onami. And welcome, everybody. Good to see you in church this morning. So my name is Alencia Ongeti. And for those who don't know me, I'm the Kids Zone leader. And I just love being in church with everyone, worshiping and serving God. My husband is Elvis. You would see him around somewhere. He's not here right now, but he's just running around with our kids. I've been married for 9 years and blessed with two gorgeous, active boys. So today, it's a continuation of the series that we've been doing here in our church, Seek God First. And last week we had Mr. Donovan encouraging us around that area, which was really amazing. If you didn't get to listen to that, you can go online on our website. There's a podcast area there. You just click messages and you'll be able to listen to that message. And so when we talk about fasting, I have this image in my mind. It's a memory of me standing in our church. Christ, the name of the church is Christ is the Answer Ministries. That's my church back home. So I have this image of me standing in our church, Christ is the Answer Ministries, in Nairobi, Kenya, speaking to my youth pastor. I had just rededicated my life to Christ. I was in university studying. And I have that very clear image of me standing right there with our pastor, my youth pastor then, and asking him, what is this all about? What's fasting? And when you're fasting, like, what do you eat? What do you not eat? And what exactly are you supposed to be doing? And I had a long conversation with my youth pastor, and he shared with me a lot about fasting, showed me some scriptures, explained to me different kinds of fasting. And that was the moment I really remember that there was a shift when it comes to my walk with the Lord. Because from that day on, I was so excited to fast and to pray and to see what will happen. You know, I was just curious. You know, I was like, okay, I'll start with 3 days. Let me see what happens. And I kept going and I kept going. And I had this picture that I couldn't find. It's somewhere on my phone, but I really wanted to share this picture with you, but I couldn't find it, of me and my two friends. They're more than friends to me. They're sisters, Lucy and Linda. And these two girls, I've known them since when I was in university. And today they're serving as pastors. In fact, Lucy just got ordained last year, and she's now Reverend Lucy. And these friends of mine, they remind me of just spending time together, praying and fasting. Whenever anything was happening in our lives, you know, when you share with someone like, hey, there's this thing happening and I'm a bit discouraged, that was the moment we would rally up and they're like, okay, let's pray and fast. How many days should we do? All right, let's go. But as I prepared this message, I felt really challenged. And I reached out to my two friends, Linda and Lucy, and I asked them, do you remember the last time we prayed and fasted? How was it? And we tried to remember. You see, when you're trying to remember already, that means there's something there. And we tried to remember, and it was early last year in January. And I felt so challenged, to be honest with you, because I was like, okay, so the last time I really prayed and fasted was last year in January, at the beginning of the year. Just to say that, I felt God tell me, look, you can do more. You have done more before, and you've seen what happened in your life. You've seen what happened in your family. You've seen what happened in the church. So it's time. You can go back there, and you can do more. And prayer and fasting is a spiritual discipline. It's actually a spiritual weapon that we seem to have really kind of lost in our modern church today. And It's just because of different things. Because for me, I started thinking, why did I only fast once last year? And it's just the busyness of life. We're so busy with that and this and that. And sometimes we forget some of the big spiritual weapons and we forget to use them. And we keep going on with life, you know, how busy it is and children and work and everything. But there is no substitute for prayer and fasting. If we really want to see victory, the victory of Christ, if we want to bring the victory of Christ in our lives, in our personal lives, in our families, in our church today, in our communities, and even in our nation, we can't substitute with prayer, anything with prayer and fasting. We have to actually go back there and pray and fast. It's how desperate are we for the move of God in our families? How desperate are we for the move of God in our church and in our communities? And in the Bible, we see fasting as abstaining from food. It's we voluntarily abstain from food for a specific period of time for spiritual purposes. And so today, however, I'm very much aware of, in our modern world, abstaining from even other things that might not be food. So we've heard about like social media fast, screen fast. When you talk about fasting, it's when we deny ourselves of all the flesh and physical appetites and spend that time seeking the Lord. We spend that time hearing from the Lord. And so maybe for you it's entertainment or social media. That's the thing for you. You know, that's the thing that you're really glued to. How about just staying away from that for a period of time and seeking the Lord, spending that time instead in prayer, in reading the word, and in just hearing what God has to say to you. When we willingly deny our flesh to seek God, we are clearing the space. Instead, we want to hear God. So we clear the space, we clear our minds, and we hear from God. Look, our flesh is weak. And we find that even in the Bible. Our flesh is weak. And our flesh is opposed to the things of the Spirit of God. And so that's why sometimes we just want to remind our flesh, you're not the boss. The Holy Spirit is. And so we deny our flesh. You've heard probably people say, kill the flesh, you know? Well, how do you kill the flesh? You deny it of the things, of the appetites that this flesh has. You deny it of those appetites, yeah? That's how you silence the flesh. And the Spirit of God is loud and clear. Your spirit is clear to hear what God has to say to you. All the noise that the flesh has is silenced. And we get to hear the Lord. We get to just sit and hear what God is always speaking to us, you know. But we're always fully occupied by things that are surrounding us, things that are not eternal, things in our physical world. And so that's why sometimes we don't really hear God, but he's always speaking to us. And that's why as a church, this time we're just inviting everybody in our church to join us in this moment where we're going to be praying and fasting for 5 days starting tomorrow. And we just want to invite everybody. How about all of us as a church, as a community, we choose to deny our flesh. And instead, we choose to spend this time to seek the Lord and hear from the Lord about our own personal lives, about our families, about our businesses, about our church, about our community. And so this is my... If you're seated, if you just check where you're sitting, you'll probably find this card. I want you to pick this card. I want you to keep that and take it home with you, please. So in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6. Jesus addresses a number of important spiritual practices, including, so Jesus speaks about giving, and he also speaks about praying and fasting. And Matthew 6, 5 to 8, he says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that this is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, I want you to take note of that. When you pray, that's what it says. Go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Then Matthew 6, chapter 6 again, 16 to 18, it says, and when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that this is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face, then no one will notice that you're fasting except your Father who knows what you do in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. So what to note here is that Jesus says, when you pray, when you fast. It's not if you pray or if you fast. So Jesus actually expects us to pray and fast. And you know, when I look back at my life, every time that I have felt unsure of something, every time that I've just gone through a difficult challenge, a difficult situation, I always remember messaging my two friends that I mentioned earlier, Linda and Lucy, and we would immediately agree to go into prayer and fasting. And I have really experienced God just come through in my life. I've experienced breakthroughs, not just in my own personal life, but in my family as well, as I spend this time in prayer and fasting. And sometimes it's because when we fast and pray as well, it's not like we're sort of like forcing God, like this is how, we're not cornering God, you know, that, oh God, I'm praying and fasting, so you must answer this way. God answers our prayers according to his will, yeah? But what I've experienced is when I pray and fast, so we'll have this specific issue, like God, this is the issue, this is the challenge that I'm facing. And God didn't necessarily answer it the way I thought or the way I wanted him to. But what God did is he changed something in me, my perspective, my view of that situation. Or sometimes he just took me through the storm and I came out strong and victorious. The storm didn't go away, but I went through it and I knew God was right there with me. It's like when you go through the fire and you don't burn. And that's actually a promise in the Bible. God doesn't promise us that we won't go through trouble, but he promises us that he will be right there with us. And so when you, sometimes you go through the storm, you go through the fire. Literally, it's burning flames, but you come out not burnt at all because God was right there with you. Amen? And I just find that, so today, as I stand here before you, please hear me out. I'm not blowing my horn or anything, okay? Just stay with me. Anybody close to me will tell you this. I am at a place in my journey with the Lord that nothing shakes me. Not because I'm very strong or anything. It's because of my unwavering faith in God. It's because I've been through really tough times and God was there with me. And I came out much better, much stronger. And so I've attained that maturity in my walk with the Lord where nothing shakes me. Through every challenge, through every storm, I know that my Heavenly Father is right there with me. I know that he is not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. He might change the situation. And if he doesn't change the situation, he will cover me. He will protect me. And I will come out much better and much stronger. And that's sometimes that's what God does for us. Sometimes we pray and fast and we bring all our needs before God. And we bring everything that we want God to just sort of give us a breakthrough. But also, you know what praying and fasting does as well? It's a maturity that comes out of you as a believer. And you're able to stand strong in the midst of any challenge in this world that we live in today, which is full of trials and tribulation. You're able to stand strong as a believer in your faith, knowing that God is God, God is good, God is faithful, and he's the constant in your life. He's the firm foundation, and it doesn't change. Amen? So I remember in just a little bit of a story. I remember in 2021, I was living in Kigali, Rwanda. That's in East Africa. And I was just going through a period where I didn't know what's next for me and my family. Elvis, my husband, who works as an auditor, his contract was coming to an end in Kigali, Rwanda, and so we just didn't know what's next. Should we renew the contract? Should we move back home, which is Nairobi, Kenya, where we're from? Or do we want to go back to Australia, where we had been before? And I thought, you know, this is very confusing at the moment. We don't have an answer, so I'll pray and fast and hear what God has to say. And I spent some time in prayer and fasting for a couple of days. And I remember God speaking to me very clearly that you will go back to Australia. That is where I'm going to plant you and your family. And I remember God giving me that scripture, you know, like you will be planted just like a tree planted by the rivers. And its leaves shall not wither, and it will produce fruit. And God gave me that. He spoke to me. But he didn't speak to my husband yet. And so I was like, okay, God, so how do you want me to go about this? And I just remember as I prayed more, I spent more time in prayer and fasting, and I felt God just asked me to trust him. Like, if you spoke to me, then you will speak to my husband as well. So I'll just keep it. I'll wait for you to speak to him, because I don't want to, you know, force him, and then if things get tough, then it's like I kind of pushed him into it, you know. And I trusted God, and I waited on God, you know. And the contract came, it ended, and my husband said, we're just going to go back home to Nairobi, Kenya, for now, as we still figure out things. And I said, okay. Let's go back home. And we went back home to Nairobi. And I just held on to what God had said to me. And we stayed in Nairobi for 7 months. The seventh month, one day, mid-morning, my husband told me, hey, are you busy? Can we have a chat? I said, yeah, sure. And we sat down. And he told me, I feel that this is the time. We need to move back to Australia in the next 3 months. And so why I'm sharing this is, I just want to encourage you, church, as we spend time and pray and fast, God will speak to us. And sometimes it's not pop, you know what I mean? So don't be discouraged. Sometimes God will speak to us, but that word, just hold on to it, keep it and trust God. It will come to be. Might not be that same day, might not be that same month or that same year, but it will come to be. And so I just want to encourage you that listen and trust God and hold on to what he says. He's God, he's faithful, and his promises are yes and amen. Doesn't matter how long they take. So Jesus is actually our model. So when we talk about prayer and fasting, and generally in life, Jesus is our model when it comes to everything in our lives as believers. And we look at, when we look at Jesus just before he began his ministry, he prayed and fasted for 40 days. And we find that in the Bible, in the book of Luke. So in Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, it says, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry." So we see that Jesus is being baptized and he gets filled with the Holy Spirit and he runs into the wilderness and he spends time there praying and fasting, waiting on the Lord. And then it says here, after Luke 4, 13 to 14, after he had spent that time in prayer and fasting, so Luke 4, 13 to 14 says, "Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region." So Jesus goes away to the wilderness, spends time praying and fasting, seeking the Lord. He comes back, then he starts ministering to people, and news about him break, you know, all over the city, all over the town. And Jesus is now moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. And there is something that I noticed when I read this scripture, that Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit. That's what it says at the beginning, Luke 4, 1 to 2. Then he goes away to the wilderness. He goes into the wilderness. He's tempted by the devil. He goes through all that. Then Jesus comes back after the prayer and fast. And now it says that then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And this is what I sense the Lord put in my heart, that as believers, we're full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives, dwells in us. But this is the question that I have. Do we walk? Do we operate in that power of the Holy Spirit? And if not, why? Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in us, but are we operating? Are we moving in this power? You know, in the book of John, Jesus says, "You will even do greater things than I." That's what Jesus said in the book of John. And sometimes I just ask myself and I wonder, are we doing greater things than Jesus did? The same Spirit that was upon Jesus, that same Spirit is in us. So why are we not doing greater things than he did? And what I sense the Lord put in my heart is the prayer and fasting. Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. He goes to the wilderness. He prays and fasts. And then he comes back moving and operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to encourage us today. We have to go back to that place of prayer and fasting. Pastor Stephen always likes to say the altar, and stay there if we want to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? You know, I just think today that we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our church, for us to reach out to more people. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to quickly go through the different types of fasts. And, you know, the Bible shows us examples. We see Daniel sort of abstained from specific delicacies. We see, like, Jesus, he didn't eat anything, where you don't eat anything, you don't drink anything. We also see where in our contemporary society as well, where we abstain from food and we can have some drinks. And the duration is also varied, yeah? And as C3 Queen Anna, we, as from tomorrow, we're going to be fasting for 5 days. And we're just inviting everybody in our church, from the young to the old, to just participate in this. And if you probably take, maybe if you take medication, or if you're pregnant, or you're nursing, please do what you need to do. If you need to eat, eat, okay? If maybe it's your first time, you've never fasted before, you can start with just skipping a meal. Skip a meal and spend that time maybe reading the Word of God, praying, listening to worship music. But we just want to invite as many people. We just want to invite everybody in our church, yeah, to just join in. And we're going to be, if you go through this paper, you'll see that we have like day one, we seek God, building an altar of worship. Day two, family. So day one, you seek God for yourself, your personal life. Day two, family. Day three, our church, building an altar of purpose. Day four, our community. Day five, breakthrough, building an altar of faith. And so we're going to be very intentional in just praying and fasting, and trusting and believing God for breakthroughs in our families and in our church and in our community. And I just want to go through different benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits of fasting. So when we pray and fast, we receive clear revelation and direction from God. It's what I was just mentioning, that when we pray, we silence our flesh and we allow the Spirit of God to just speak and to lead us and to guide us. We silence the flesh. By just denying it of all its appetites, and we're able to really hear what God has to say to us. So we receive clear revelation and direction. When we also pray and fast, we see deliverance and freedom from spiritual bondages. In Mark 9, 28 to 29, if you can put that up, please. Thank you so much, Jeff. Says, and when he had come into the house, that is Jesus, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? So this is about a demon. The disciples of Jesus are praying, and there's this boy who was brought, and this boy was possessed with some demons. And the disciples tried to cast out this demon, but they couldn't. And so they were very frustrated, and they asked Jesus, why could we not cast out this demon? And this is what Jesus says to him. So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. And there's just some sort of addictions, and there's some type of issues and rejections that we can only overcome by prayer and fasting. And that's why we just want to invite everybody again. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe you're trusting God for guidance, maybe in your career, in your business. Maybe there's some sort of like addictions that you're really believing them to break as we begin the year, and trusting God that I want to be free from this type of addictions. Maybe it's just some type of internal issues, rejections, whatever it is. Some patterns. Pastor Stephen likes to talk about patterns. When you see some patterns happening in your life, in your, like they're in you, you see the same thing in your children, and you can see the same thing was with your parents. Those are the things that we can overcome only by prayer and fasting. Amen? And, maybe you're trusting God for deliverance as well from some type of habits. There's just that thing, like, I want to stop this habit. I've tried over and over again, but I just can't get rid of this habit. And you're trusting God for deliverance. Esther, in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, Esther calls her people to join her in prayer and fasting for deliverance. They were just about to be persecuted, and Esther just calls her people and says, let's pray and fast for 3 days. Let's not eat, let's not drink. And You know, we all know the story, or if you don't know it, what happens is actually God delivers them from this persecution. And I just want to say that there are times we go into battle as an individual, like when it's personal. But then there's so much power when you do it corporately, as a family of believers. And as we just reflect this morning, is it afternoon? It's actually afternoon. I just don't know what it is that you're really trusting God for this year. We begin the year, you know, we want to consecrate ourselves. We just want to invite God to start with us. We just want to get rid of any entanglements, any sin, anything holding us back. And maybe for you it could be. I know for me personally, like, I'm really going to be taking this time to pray for my family. I have siblings that I'm trusting God that they're going to get saved. And that's one thing that I will be calling on the Lord for as we pray and fast for these 5 days. I'll be praying for my marriage. You know, I want a strong, godly marriage. I'll be praying for my children. I don't know what it is for you. You know it in your heart. And God is able. God is faithful. God says, you know, in that scripture in Mark, that this kind we can only overcome by prayer and fasting. Whatever it is, whether it's addictions, whether it's a wayward child that you want to come back home, whether it's a business, you know, that's not doing well, and you're just like, you know what, God, I need you in my business. I invite you, church, to join us from tomorrow. We'll be praying, we'll be fasting, and at the end of every day, we'll be having a Zoom prayer from 7 p.m. to 7:30, and we invite you all to join us and to pray, and we'll be believing for breakthroughs. And I just want to pray this morning, if we can all have our eyes closed. First of all, I just want to give an opportunity to anyone who hasn't made the decision yet to know God, and you're here and you're saying, maybe I really want to be part of this, but first you need to make the decision to join the Lord. And if that's you, if you can repeat this prayer after me, and church, shall we join in as well? Heavenly Father, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. And today, I give my life to you. Come into my heart and walk with me. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you so much that you are God. And you are faithful. Amen. Is there anybody who maybe made that prayer? If you can just put up your hand for me. Eyes closed still. We just want to walk with you and support you in this journey. Okay, I'll just pray. God, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you that, God, you are faithful and there's none like you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that you call us, oh God, to just ask and to seek and to wait on you, oh God. And Lord, I just pray that in this period of prayer and fasting, oh God, that indeed God will experience breakthroughs, oh God. I pray that, God, you will set your people free, oh God, from any type of addictions, from any kind of bondages, oh Lord God. I pray that you will set your people free. The Bible says that whomever the Son of God sets free is free indeed. And so, God, I pray that we will experience freedom as a church, oh God. I pray that, Lord God, you will just take us to a new level even in our walk with you, oh God. I pray that, Lord, this will be a moment, oh God, that, Lord, we will hear you loud and clear, oh God. We will hear your voice, oh God. We silence all the noise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that, God, you will speak to us, oh God, with clarity, oh God, that, Lord, we will see that which you want us to see in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you will revive us once more, oh God. Revive us once more, oh God. That, God, we will experience your move in our lives, in our families, in our church, oh God. May we experience your move, oh God. We just surrender to you. We call on your name, God. May you come and have your way. May we experience your breakthroughs, oh God. May we experience your move, oh God, like never before. May you do a new thing, oh God. May you do a new thing in our lives, in our church, oh God. May you do a new thing, oh God. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
In the pressing, you are making new wine. If you don't like to stand. In the bright light, now surrender. You are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand.
Come up to the front and the leaders will come and pray for you. And please take those cards with you. And then the leaders, 12:30, we'll keep it nice and short so you can just join us. Thank you.
If you're not staying for the leaders meeting, please feel welcome to stay back for a coffee and join us in the cafe for a chat and catch up with you, see how you're going. We'd love to get to know you more. Have a good week, everyone.